Tim the Tadpole learns about Easter eggs. Hello everybody, my name is Natasha, and His Royal Highness Prince Bertie the Frog has commanded me to tell you the true story nori of where Easter eggs come from. This morning on the pond, little Tim, who is a very curious tadpole, looked out of the green water and spotted a rabbit hopping around the vegetable patch.
"Hey, Bertie!" Tim called out excitedly. "Is that the Easter bunny?"
Bertie laughed. "Oh no, little Tim, that's not the Easter bunny. That's just an ordinary rabbit."
"How can you tell?"
"Well," said Bertie, "you can tell he isn't an Easter bunny because he's nibbling on a carrot. The Easter bunny only eats Easter eggs." Now, Tim is always asking lots and lots of questions, so Bertie guessed that he might have another one coming soon. He waited patiently for Tim to finish imagining Easter bunnies in his tiny brain. Eventually, Tim looked very thoughtful and asked Bertie,
"Where do Easter eggs come from?"
As you know, before Bertie was turned into a frog, he used to be a handsome prince, and he went to school in the palace and learned lots and lots of interesting things. But now he's a frog and lives on the pond, so he doesn't always remember everything the teacher said in school. It's really hard to keep so many facts in your mind all at once, especially if you are a frog. So Bertie said,
"Well, little Tim, that's a very interesting question, but just now I'm a bit busy dealing with my fan mail. Why don't you ask Natasha? She knows lots of things."
So when I came down to the pond, little Tim asked me where Easter eggs come from. I had to admit that I didn't exactly know the answer. So this afternoon, I had tea with a teacher in the palace and he told me all about the Easter eggs. Would you like to know about Easter eggs too? You would? Well, this is what I learnt. A long time ago, in fact more than 1,500 years ago, the people who lived in England and Germany were known as the Saxons. The Saxons worshipped all sorts of gods and goddesses, one of whom was called Easter. The Saxons used to draw the goddess Easter in the shape of a rabbit with big floppy ears. In their minds, they connected her with babies because rabbits generally have lots and lots of little bunny rabbits. Her holiday was always at the time of year when it's spring. In springtime, people always have celebrated new life because it's when the flowers open and the lambs are born. Another thing they used to do in springtime was to give each other coloured eggs, because new chicks hatch out of eggs and people used to see eggs as a sign of new life. Later on, the people in Europe became Christians, and in the springtime they celebrated the coming back to life of Jesus. But they kept the old traditions too, which is why they continued to give each other eggs and rabbits in spring. To make the eggs more attractive, they would decorate them with bright colours and patterns. In some Eastern European countries, like Russia, Ukraine and Armenia, very skillful craftsmen would paint the eggs, sometimes with beautiful patterns, and sometimes with pictures of Jesus and his mother Mary. The most famous eggs were made for the Russian Emperor, the Tsar, by a man called Fabergé. He used to stud them with jewels and precious stones. And to this day, the most expensive Easter eggs in the world are Fabergé eggs. Sometimes the children in the olden days would roll their Easter eggs down hills for fun. But these days, most people like to eat their Easter eggs because, as you know, modern Easter eggs are made of chocolate and are yummy scrummy. the first chocolate Easter eggs were made in Germany about 200 years ago and were completely solid. These days, they are usually hollow, which makes it easier for children to break off pieces of the chocolate shells and eat them. But the tradition of rolling Easter eggs hasn't completely died out. And when the weather is good, children in America can visit the White House where the President of the United States lives. Once a year, he lets the children roll Easter eggs with spoons in his garden. And that's a true story, Nori, of where Easter eggs come from. Did you find that interesting? Tim the Tadpole, who likes to learn things, wishes he could go to school and learn lots of interesting things like that. Maybe one day, when he's a little older, he'll go to the Tadpole School. In the meantime, if you would like to hear more Story Noris, including fairy tales, stories about Bertie, and more interesting true stories, don't forget to drop by at storynori.com and tell all your friends to visit too. I'll be back with another Story Nori soon. Until then, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.